Love the sounds of the season, that's for sure. And by the way, yikes, it's still fall. A low of 21 today, high of 30, 29 degrees right now in Detroit. All right, let's go to a guy who we like speaking with, has strong opinions on lots of things through his experience over the years, and he has years of experience. Editor of the Ballinger Report, Bill Ballinger is here. William, happy holiday, Merry Christmas, happy still fall.
Happy holiday to you, Paul W., and winter solstice is just around the corner.
Yeah, December 21st, which is still farther away than I thought. But a quick note here. This is not on the list of things that they told you I'd be speaking with you about, because they don't know for sure what I'm going to be speaking with you about until I'm speaking with you.
Accurate.
Mike says that's accurate. Here's the question, because it just came up while I was getting ready for the show again. What's your reaction when you see the President of the United States selling his watches on television?
Unseemly, probably not good optics, shouldn't be done, but a lot of things that Donald Trump has done have never been done before, and he's getting away with it so far legally, except that the voting public is becoming increasingly disenchanted with him.
You know, when it occurs to me, and Mike and I were talking about this before the show, you know, he has made a very big deal out of stepping out of his businesses and turning them over to his children to run. But when you go on television and you're selling watches with your name on it, you're in that business. You're smacked. That's not being run by somebody else. That's you.
I agree. He's not even being subtle about it or indirect or whatever. He's right there doing it. And as I say, not a good look.
It's a hard one to get used to, but I guess the people who love him the most are going to let him do whatever it is he feels he needs to do or wants to do. That aside, I have still supported him and certainly am glad that he's president as opposed to who he was running against. Now, yesterday, the Senate rejected legislation to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits, which pretty much, unless they come up with something quickly, either side, it means that a lot of Americans are going to see a steep rise in costs at the beginning of this new year. What say you?
I say this is bad news for both Donald Trump and Republicans generally, particularly in Congress, but everywhere they're going to be running next year. A recent survey found that 76% of people who get their insurance through Obamacare and want the subsidies extended would blame President Donald Trump or Republicans in Congress if they are not. The broader public, the vast majority of them would all like to see the aid extended, agrees. 48% of voters blame the Republicans, while only 32% pin it to the Democrats, according to a new poll by an outfit called Morning Consult.
Well, the Democrats have always been able to control the story way better than the Republicans ever have. Whatever the truth is one way or another, they have a very willing press that helps them generally come out of these things smelling like a rose. Now, I understand last night at the presidential congressional ball at the White House, the president made a bid for bipartisan collaboration on the, he says, Democrats and Republicans will soon work together on health care. What do you think?
Well, the White House did come up with a plan, finally, a Republican plan for dealing with this issue, this crisis, not extending the subsidies for 3 years with no change, which is what the Democrats want, but creating health savings accounts and other things that Republicans would say they can accept with an extension. But that failed yesterday. There were actually two plans up for a vote yesterday. One, a Democratic plan, which, as I said, would just extend the subsidies for 3 years and the Republican plan, which the White House came up with last month, and they both failed pretty much along partisan lines. And so now Donald Trump is talking about, let's see if we can get the Republicans and Democrats together in the remaining 3 weeks or less that we have before January 1st. And if they don't, we're going to have this calamity of rising prices on January 1st. And, you know, Paul W., maybe we're going to have to wait until they actually happen. And the, you know, payments for health care go up dramatically after January 1st. And then maybe finally congressional leaders of both parties will decide this cannot go on. It's actually happening. It's not just a threat. It's happening, and we got to stop it.
I have a feeling, again, you are right about that. Bill Ballinger, editor of the Ballinger Report. Thank you, sir. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Paul W.